Hour 3 here on the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. One thing you're not going to do, Ben McKee, you're not going to be talking about my robe like that.
I like your robe. I just think it's funny that you wear it out and about.
This robe was a present for my family for Christmas. You know what makes it the best? You know what separates this robe from other robes? Huh, Ben?
That it's Chicago Bears blue?
No. It has a hood.
It's ghetto.
It's a hood, man. It has a hood. Look at that. Look at that. Look like a dude from Star Wars. Look at that.
What's the dude's name?
I don't know. I don't follow Star Wars. Not on the 4th of May. Not any day. I don't know.
What about the 12th of May?
I have no clue. No clue. I know about some Yoda. That's about it.
You look like Yoda.
I almost said your mama. But I know your mama. And I like your mama. And I can't say that because that would offend her. And I care about her feelings. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's get the Nilla Mafia.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Long time no call.
I know, man. We missed you.
It may be entirely too late to toss this theory out or anything, but just hear me out for a second. We've got the whole thing about, do we build a new stadium downtown? Where's it going to go? What do we do with Lindsey Nelson? And what if we put Lindsey Nelson on the ground and built a brand new stadium on campus instead of the Vols playing in the Smokies Stadium? The Smokies played in the Vols Stadium. You wouldn't have to allocate any more resources for parking. You've already got tons of existing parking on campus. The minor league season, which goes in.
Where's this parking?
All the football garages.
Okay.
For the minor league season extends well into late summer. So the students return to campus. You've still got plenty there. You've got a tailor-made crowd. Instead of having to worry about how to bus students or whatever up to the game, they walk there. The existing citizens of Knoxville can come and park in all the football garages. They're right there. You have one of the biggest, nicest stadiums in the SEC with the existing plans for everything that they were going to make. And instead of kind of the tail wagging the dog, i.e. a minor league team getting the really new fine stadium and Tennessee considering playing in it, why doesn't the biggest game in town, the Vols, get the big fine stadium on campus and allow the Smokies to play there? I mean,
I'm with you on the tearing Lindsey Nelson down and building a new stadium. I'm not with the whole minor league. Well, not that I'm against it, but I don't think the university would go for that, because minor league season goes into the first week of September, and they probably don't want that crowd mingling amongst students for a month and a half. And in regards to the parking garages, faculty park there during the day and whatnot during the summer, and you also have students on campus using that to park for class and whatnot. So I don't know that you could make that work from a planning standpoint in terms of the Smokies playing there. I also don't think that there's enough room in that part of campus to build a legitimate minor league baseball stadium.
Yeah, I say get rid of the butt chuggers. That big? Makes room.
What's that?
Are the plan? I mean, is this sprawling facility going to be that big? I mean, it just seems to me, in the final analysis, to be counterproductive to build two stadiums. Because here's my take. Minor league baseball comes and goes. Now, I understand the Smokies are, you know, kind of a fixture and all that,
mm-hmm.
but minor league teams close and move all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this facility with nobody in it, whereas if it's on campus, it's always used. And you can use it for other events right there on campus, because the last I checked, we had a Garth Brooks concert in Neyland Stadium. We have concerts, conventions, everything all the time in Thompson Bowling. I mean, it's literally right there. And, I mean, how many faculty, I mean, you know, if we can get parking to get 100,000 people in Neyland, surely we can get enough parking for a few faculty, a few students over the summer, and I don't know what, 10,000-15,000 baseball at max on a sellout game.
I wonder how it would look to tear down the stadium and build it from scratch, and you know, where would they play for? You know, where would they play? How fast would you get it up? Do you have enough room to do what you want to do? I do, and I'm joking around a couple of days ago about, you know, just, you know, playing in the downtown stadium. There's nothing that's going to replace a stadium on campus and having students right. Be able to walk. I mean, nothing replaces that. I don't care how big of a stadium you build downtown. But I would like to see, you know, Lindsey Nelson, you know, renovated to the point where, like, it's not even recognizable. I mean, that would be fantastic, and I think that would be ideal.
So anyway, that was my theory. Instead of, you know, trying to have literally two stadiums, a brand new one and then one completely renovated, have one that is absolutely the best of the best and have it right there on campus. Anyway, my two cents. Gentlemen, have a good day.
Thank you. I think it sells more when you have your own. Like, I always wonder, like, how do the Pittsburgh Panther football players feel? Like, you play in Heinz Field, and you share stuff with the Steelers.
They feel great. Legends play there.
But it's not yours.
But it's okay, because they feel invincible, because they are playing where so many great legends play.
I mean, I know they look up to Antonio Brown and everything. I'm just saying, like, it's not theirs.
Yeah, it is weird. In a perfect world, Lindsey Nelson gets renovated. I wish that they would tear it down and start from scratch, so that we don't have to look at that ugly entrance anymore. That to me would be the benefit of starting from scratch.
TennesseeFund.org.
I'll go give them five. But like the renovation plans and photos that I've seen, like the stadium's going to look nice. Like it's going to look much different. It extended down the left field line. The porch is going to be like a double deck porch, very similar to what Chris was talking about Mississippi State having in left field, if not looking even better. So there's like going to be massive renovations to Lindsey Nelson if things get approved and whatnot, and it'll look nice, but you're still going to have the front of the stadium looking the way that it is. And to me, the only way you fix that is by starting from scratch. I'm no architect, but
that should be easy, man. You can call Chip and Joanne Gaines and hook that up. I think, but you don't have a lot of room wide, but one thing you do have is you have room vertically. Like, you can always go up. So let's build this thing like Top Golf.
Yeah, but the problem is the front of it looks ugly as sin.
Hey man, just plant some flowers.
No, that's why it looks the way that it does, because that's what everybody's been saying the last decade. Oh, just plant some flowers; it'll be okay.
I don't think that's hard to spruce up though.
Because look at
Neyland Stadium. Like Neyland, like walk around the front,
and then walk around the back.
Correct. So, like, Neyland looks really, really good in the front. But we're talking about some brick and some things here and there, and it looks totally different. It looks, you know, a lot better. Or even inside of the stadium, you know, with the brick around the stadium. Like, they did a really good job. But it doesn't take a lot to do that. So I don't think that would be crazy to make Lindsey Nelson look better in the front. Like, I don't think it would take a lot. It was a decision not to before.
To me, to get it to where it needs to be, it needs to be just completely redone. Mm-hmm. Like the front of baseball stadiums is it, I mean, it's a thing. in most places. Like, that's supposed to be the prime thing people look at. It's supposed to be a grand entrance into the stadium, and then the stadium opens up, and you see this beautiful baseball diamond, the grass and the dirt. I mean, it's all cool and whatnot. To be on par with these other stadiums in the SEC, it needs to be completely redone. It doesn't need to be, you know, touched up. It needs to be completely redone.
You do have an AD that's done it before, been part of a administration as a senior assistant at Ole Miss when Ole Miss did their renovation. So, I mean, and got some experience.
Yeah, the last thing I'll say before we get to Volstorm is in a perfect world for Tony Vitello, he has the new downtown stadium at arm's length. He can play a couple games there throughout the year, do some fun things within that stadium. He said publicly a wood bat tournament while wearing throwback uniforms to the Rod Delmonico era. He wants to do cool things like that throughout the year. He wants to have that stadium at arm's length, but he wants to also have the on-campus environment that has been created. He wants that to be theirs and their own home. So in a perfect world, you have that downtown stadium at arm's length, and then you play throughout the season on campus at a renovated Lindsey Nelson Stadium with expanded seating. You add suites and just a renovated Lindsey Nelson Stadium that is working towards being on par with the rest of the SEC.
Let's get to Volstorm. Volstorm, good morning, sir.
Boys, there's been a whole lot of exaggerations and fabrications on the show this morning.
What are you accusing us of, Volstorm?
Moss, when's the last time you tried to park on campus?
Hey, man, I was wondering what the Mafia was talking about, these parking spots.
There ain't no parking spots. The parking garages are filled up.
Yeah, when I go to a game, you know, I see frat boys charging $35 to park in their front yard. That's what I see.
I have to park about 5 miles away, it seems like, for $20.
Man.
And if you can find $30 parking, you are winning. But you're also having to walk a country mile to get to the stadium.
Yes.
I mean, you're practically parking under 40.
When we're talking about the difference between 100 and some thousand people trying to go to one place and between 5 and 10. So
that's true.
It should be a little bit easier to park.
That is true.
Yeah, but during the school year,
yes,
you've got, you know, you got students on campus, you got faculty, you got more issues than just, you know, attendance.
Is the game played at 1 o'clock or is the game played after 5 when faculty and them,
night classes.
Yeah, but ain't that many.
Still spots, and then you have to worry about professional baseball players that are on. They'll be on campus all day.
I mean, you have basketball games at, you know, at 7 o'clock and stuff like that.
But the Memphis Grizzlies ain't coming over here to play.
No, I mean you could parking ain't terrible. Shouldn't be terrible for baseball like it is for football because it's less people in the stadium.
It wouldn't be terrible. It's just a headache not worth dealing with.
It's definitely a headache.
Exactly.
Ain't no doubt about that.
And only Chris Lowe would try to pump up Starkville.
Trying to be nice, man. You know, ESPN, you know, pays the bills, so you can't be dissing up on Starkville.
They have a new hotel.
I'll tell you what. To counterbalance Chris Lowe, why don't you get Chris Treese on and have him talk about Starkville?
Oh yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Volstorm. When you gonna let me borrow a bag of gas?
It's gonna cost you.
I need a bag of gas, Volstorm. You got any bags of gas,
man,
left over?
The wife's car was on empty. I go to get gas, and I'm like, "Oh my Lord!"
Where'd you go?
I went to a pilot off of Middlebrook, and it was all the gas pumps were full. You had people waiting behind them. This was probably about 6 o'clock.
My goodness.
Next time you complain about big time boosters, I'm going to remind you that in a time of need, you you fell back on Mr. Haslam.
Hey, man, we forgive and forget.
That's right.
Hey, man, we moving forward together.
Hey, in times of crisis, we pull together. That's why we're volunteers.
That's right. Hey, we was mad at you for Shiano stuff, but we gotta come together. We gotta come together. That's if we gonna move forward. We need Haslam's money now. We can't just say no to Haslam now. His money's important.
Guys, about moving the game to Thursday, I don't understand what the big deal is. I can kind of see it from the standpoint of people coming from out of town, and you know, but shoot. Just make it an extended weekend. It's Labor Day weekend anyway.
I understand it. I understand folks saying,
and I don't care about Ben's sleep.
No, I don't either. But like, I understand folks who it may inconvenience a little bit more. That's cool. But like, why are they getting on Twitter spewing like
negative energy?
Why are you that mad? Why are you at a 10? Like, why are you that mad and spewing venom over something that is going to help the team? Like you complain and bitch and moan that Tennessee is not good, but they're making a move that's going to serve multiple purposes, and one of those is getting two extra days of preparation time against a team that could beat you in Pittsburgh. So, like, at least think about that. Like, okay, maybe inconvenient for you. Cool, whatever. It is for me too. It is for Ben. But you get two extra days against Pittsburgh. And I remember when Tennessee, Dave Hart and Butch Jones, as boring and terrible noon games are, especially SEC noon games, they preferred to do that in 2013 against South Carolina because it was going to help them win. Robert Gillespie knew that Steve Spurrier teams, because he was there, start off slow. So that was the move. That was a strategic move made to try to win. That's all we're doing here too, on top of getting exposure.
People are trying to use the argument of, oh, this is a gimmick, blah, blah, blah. Do you see where our football program is right now? We need all the help we can get.
And Volstorm, what's so crazy about it? It's wrong. It's not a gimmick. Ohio State's doing the same dang thing. The gimmick? You wanna be out in front. You want people to see your program. Whether you are a program that desperately needs good exposure because you don't have a lot of good exposure, or you're a team that has a lot of good exposure and you want more exposure. You can never have too much exposure.
Yep. And I was at that Fresno State game watching people pass out, watching them run out of water. Noon on the beginning of September is not a good place to be in a state.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Volstorm.
Yeah.
Are you a big Tom and Jerry fan?
Oh, yeah. I love Tom and Jerry.
So, like, my youngest loves Tom and Jerry. She sits there. I don't understand it. No one's talking except for, you know, the big black lady that hits Tom with the broom. She's the only person that talks. But the rest of the time is just music playing. And she sit there for hours. She just watch, you know, Tom just trip over himself and Jerry mess him up. Well, you know, I watched it as a little kid. I mean, it's like it doesn't age at all. Well, there's a time when Jerry must have really messed up Tom, and like Tom's body, the spirit of Tom left his body to go to heaven.
Yes.
I saw that in 2003 at the Fresno State game. I saw people's spirit leave their body. It was so hot. Like, I saw that. Like, I saw folks, like, floating to heaven. It was that hot. It was that hot. Why would anybody want to do that?
No. No, after that, I was like, I'm going to check the weather whenever they have noon games. After that, I was like, if it's too hot, I ain't going. I ain't set through that again.
I don't get it, man. Who wants to sign up for that? But whatever.
Guys, before I go, just remember that the McRib on the Tuscaloosa McDonald's value menu is not considered good barbecue. See you, boys!
That's right. I bet they love it down there. Man. Well, you know, ribs without bones, it's easy to eat for those who don't have teeth. So
I went to after the JG fumble game in Tuscaloosa 2 years ago?
Mm-mm. I don't want to talk about that.
I went to a McDonald's in Tuscaloosa afterwards.
What?
It was the worst experience I have ever had at a McDonald's. You know how much that says about that McDonald's? That McDonald's gave me the worst experience ever. Swain, I was handing out bags of food to people. It was so packed and ridiculously crowded that I was having to call out people's names to help speed up the process because the people that worked there would just put the bag of food on the counter and not tell whose it was.
I got an email, man.
And they got a bunch of things wrong.
McDonald's says they want to advertise.
I don't give a daggum. That McDonald's in Tuscaloosa sucks. It's the worst one I've ever been to.
It's the best McDonald's ever.
This was after I had just watched, within a five-minute span, JG fumble at the goal line and Aroldis Chapman give up a home run to Jose Altuve to eliminate the Yankees in Game 7 of the ALCS, so a game away from the World Series.
I'm loving it. Make sure those checks clear.
Worst experience I've ever had at that McDonald's. In Tuscaloosa. It was a house full of bums.
Always Vol says the hotels are cheaper right now because it's not on the weekend. How about that? Yeah, there's a positive. Darth Vol says, should have seen it in Morristown yesterday. Lines, people are crazy. ATL VFL says baseball just doesn't generate the revenue to spend tens of millions to redo.
Every other school in the SEC does it. Why can't Tennessee?
Redo. Renovate. Redo is like redo, tearing it down and redoing it. Renovate is, you know, renovating.
Even renovating, Tennessee's going to be behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely got to renovate.
Regardless of whether you redo or renovate, whatever word you want to use, other SEC schools do it. There's not a single baseball program in the country that generates a profit. But other people care about baseball. Why can't Tennessee?
All right. What I think what ATL VFL is talking about, tearing it down, doing Texas A&M. We ain't doing that. But Tennessee baseball definitely deserves.
Why not? Alabama did it. Kentucky did it.
Tear it down, the baseball stadium all the way?
Yes. And built a brand new spanking stadium that is as good as any minor league stadium in the country. Alabama did it. They have not been successful at baseball. Kentucky did it. They have not been successful at baseball.
But do it then.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know how much it costs, to be honest.
I mean, Alabama dropped like 40 mil. Kentucky dropped like 50 mil.
Hey, Coach Fulmer and Kevin Steele, we're going to need to borrow some of that money back. You ain't spent it all yet, did you?
Pruitt
ain't getting no money yet. Hey, man, we're going to need to borrow. We're going to get some of that buyout money back. Remember that money I let you borrow? I need to borrow it back. I'm going to need that. Got some bills to pay. Who's on the phone?
Big Shot Rob.
Big Shot Rob. Good morning, sir.
My man, what's going on?
My man, what's up, man? Thanks for calling.
Man, I had to tell you this story that just happened to me, man. I almost lost my mind.
What happened?
Check this out. So I'm sitting at a red light, right? I'm leaving PT. And it's this homeless dude, right? And I got a couple dollars in my wallet. So I reach in my wallet to grab my couple dollars, and he sees my Tennessee tag on my truck. Tell me why this man had the nerve to Florida chump at me. Florida chumped at me. I said, you know what? Today is the day. To the hell with you, because it's always going to be blankety-blank them Gators. And I drove off and rolled my window up. I ain't even give him the dollar, Swain.
I wouldn't.
He had the nerve.
I wouldn't gave me
anything. So Florida chumped me, and you asking for money? I said, man, you done lost your doggone mind, man.
I wouldn't gave me anything.
I sure didn't. It's always going to be blankety-blank them Gators, man. Always.
Always. Always.
But anyway, I just wanted to call in and tell y'all that, man. Love the show. Always good to hear from you, man. I'm going to hang up and listen. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. I would have made him sing Rocky Top for $10.
You want this money? Start singing.
Mm-hmm. You about to put on a performance for this money. I want you to sing Rocky Top. You want to be petty? Gator Chomp? Sing Rocky Top right now. And then he pulls out his brand new iPhone 12. Look up the lyrics. Now, wait a minute now. How you got an iPhone 12? iPhone 14 ain't even came out yet. You know there's professional homeless folks, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure you understand that.
Maybe I should start doing that. I want to make another point that I've been trying about in terms of baseball money going towards the baseball program. I've been meaning to make this point for a couple weeks now because I thought of it one weekend and just forgot to bring it back up. Vaughn Birmingham mentions it on the text box. Alabama has won at football, which has increased everything around the whole university. The only reason they built that stadium, they need something to spend money on. That is absolute facts.
Yeah.
If Tennessee football was winning at the rate that Alabama is, or even, heck, it doesn't even have to be that extreme.
Half of the rate.
Georgia or Clemson or Ohio State, if they were just simply winning and generating half the money that Alabama is, to your point, then it would be much easier. Because also what comes along with not winning like Alabama, not generating that type of money, on the flip side of that, which is this is Tennessee's problem and what you spoke about last week or the week before, it was last week, you're having to pay a bunch of coaches instead. Instead of generating money, not only are you not generating money, but the money that you do have is being shelled out to the coaches that you've had to fire over the last several years.
That's what we mentioned the week we had Danny White on. All these things factor into it.
Sure would be a lot easier to shell out money to the baseball program if football was winning, because that is where the money's going to come from. It absolutely is. Now, it does help, as Chris Lowe mentioned, that there are increasingly more and more people who are willing to donate to the baseball program specifically because they love Tony, they like what Tony's doing, and they want to see the baseball program continue to be successful. And Chris mentioned like 20 to 25 mil. So that's good to see. But in order to potentially do what an Alabama did or a Kentucky did or anybody, like, you do have to dip into the football fund, and it sure would be a lot easier to do that if the football program was winning at the rate that it should. And that's not just the baseball thing either. That's a athletic department as a whole thing. Winning would make it easier on the whole athletic department.
ATL VFL says we may sell more seats on the east side of Neyland on Thursday night too. No sun, like a Saturday afternoon. Daddy Vol says, with the amount of neglect the stadium's had over who knows how long, I agree with Ben. Total rebuild. Just tear it down. Memphis Jake says, as far as Lindsey Nelson renovations go, model it after the Redbirds Park in Memphis. The front feels like an awesome pavilion with brick walkways and a column concourses. Gorgeous. Orange Arc says, I got to channel Coach Eckler for this one. The people complain and have their chili cold. They got a microwave that ish to kill the negativity to get it hot. Like, and it's a small minority. It's a very small minority. For the most part, folks understand moving the game to Thursday. I'm not saying the Swain event poll is like a, you know, representation of the entire fan base, but like, you do understand this is kind of an example of what Danny White was referring to. Ouch, sorry.
You're going to make people mad, Swain.
We need an example. You need an example. You need to point out an example when one is present, and here's an example. It's going to be inconvenient for some people. It's inconvenient for me. But just stop and think and weigh both sides of it before blurting out just the craziest stuff ever and making up theories and narratives that's just not true. It's a representation of where Tennessee football is to do a game on Thursday night. No, it's not. It's not. It's really not. Everybody wants exposure. It gives you two extra days of prep against the next opponent. It's actually pretty brilliant. When you think about it, it's actually a pretty good idea. So, and a good thing that Danny White told us that that whole neutral site game against West Virginia 40 years from now wasn't his idea, because I don't like it.
I didn't even know people were mad about that.
I mean, I don't like it. I'm not going to agree with everything Danny White does. I mean, you know, I don't agree with everything you do or say, and you don't agree with everything I do or say. But there's just a way to go about it. There's a way to handle it. And, you know, you can be respectfully, you know, you can disagree respectfully, but like the venom and just the hatefulness, and I mean, some folks are just really miserable, it seems like. But you can understand and voice how, you know, inconvenient it is for you, but understand the bigger picture. That's all I'm saying. But this is an example of what Danny White was talking about.
They were like blaming Danny White for scheduling that neutral site game. And as he said on the show, when I asked him his opinion on playing neutral site games or home and home, kind of where he falls, he sidestepped the question, and that was fine. I didn't necessarily expect a straightforward.
Oh, he didn't.
Well,
he said that he didn't schedule that. He was trying not to throw people under the bus before him.
Yes. Well, he also answered the question without answering the question, because he talked about the importance of playing home games to local businesses and things like that. So he did answer the question without answering the question directly. But I asked that question, and I had several people on Twitter and on the text box, like, thanks for asking about that, because people were killing Danny White over him scheduling the neutral site game when it was already built in before he took the job. And people are just mad just to be mad because Tennessee football is losing right now. And I get it. It's frustrating. It sucks. But that doesn't mean we have to just spew venom and negative energy 24/7 at every single thing that comes with the football program. Like, the football program is going to continue to march on, march forward, and try to do its best part to get out of the hole that they're in. And it's different people trying to fix Tennessee football than the people who have ruined Tennessee football. So why do we continue to spew venom and negative energy and hate every single time a tidbit of news comes out?
Treat it like, what was it called, nitro or nitrogen, when you're playing race car games and like you're going really fast, but then like you have a little boost, you can decide to hit that boost and give you a little, it gives you a jolt and you can go a lot faster. Like, I treat negativity like that. Like, I only have a short amount, and I want to use it at the right time. Like I want to use it if Danny White goes in and slaps somebody or, you know, he does something really, really bad. I want to use it for then. Not this. It's not even worth it. And it's just wrong. All right, got to take another break. Hour number three is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Still got my robe on. Wow. Be right back.
Hour three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Out-of-town law firms have been swarming into East Tennessee lately. Firms from Memphis, Chattanooga, and Birmingham have stormed into the area. Wouldn't you rather do business with a local law firm? You know, a true neighbor. Marcos Garza and the pros at the Garza Law Firm are just that. They are our neighbors and friends that support local causes year-round. The Garza Law Firm works to serve you professionally on criminal matters, injuries and accident matters, and Social Security and disability filings. The Garza Law Firm is here for you at GarzaLaw.com. The Garza Law Firm. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering from Chow Now for pickup. Or, if you don't feel like leaving the house, then have Dead End Barbecue delivered right to your door by Loco Knoxville or Bite Squad. There is no better restaurant in town to enjoy the madness of March with. Cheer on the Vols and the Lady Vols with the best barbecue around. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
We're here with Dr. Michael Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine to discuss stem cell treatment and PRP. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or tennis elbow, you should give them a call.
That's right, Jason. We specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics, so we treat damaged tendons, ligaments, and joints by using ultrasound-guided injections with stem cells or PRP. And this form of treatment actually stimulates the body's own reparative process and allows for healing of the damaged tissue.
So, Doc, what makes your training different than others?
Well, Jason, I've been practicing in Knoxville for 26 years, and I'm certified in interventional regenerative orthopedic medicine through the American Academy of Orthopedic Medicine. So unlike the big seminars that will advertise stem cells, fly someone in for a couple hours to talk about supposed stem cells that you order off of a shelf, then they'll depart, leaving the patient wondering who will be the person injecting me and what their level of training is. At Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, I'm the one doing the procedure, and we're using your own bone marrow stem cells or PRP. So in other words, it comes from you and it goes back to you. So you know exactly what you're getting and know exactly the level of training involved.
Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, trsportsmedicine.com. East Tennessee's leader in PRP and stem cell therapy.
Guys, your health right now is more important than ever. I recommend Low T Center. That's where I get my levels checked. It all starts with the annual wellness exam where they do a comprehensive health assessment exclusively for men, making it quick and easy to take care of your health. And now they offer monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatment. Most insurance is accepted. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment and make your health a priority. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Time for Around the SEC this morning. I appreciate the message on the text box for Chip Payne. Spot on. Says Swain looking like Uncle Elroy from next Friday with that robe on. That's spot on, Chip Payne.
Surprised there wasn't a Georgia reference in there.
I think Chip Payne ran out. He's been using them so long. Things ran out.
Well, Chip's not very diverse. He just says the same thing over and 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 over again.
But I do look like Uncle Elroy. The real Puff Daddy. All right, man. It's time for Around the SEC. What you got, Ben?
Fans are going to be very interested. Tennessee fans should be, at least, very interested in the fact that Kentucky is losing defensive backs coach and ace recruiter Steve Klinkscale to Michigan. Why is this significant? Not only is he a big piece to the puzzle there at Kentucky, so it's good that Kentucky is losing a significant staff member. But Klinkscale has also come into the state of Tennessee and snagged a couple players that Tennessee wanted, including this recruiting cycle in the Wade twins, Destin and Keaton Wade, who committed to Kentucky about a month ago. He was their lead recruiter. A big reason why they went to Kentucky. And now,
I wish you would stop looking at me while you say this. It makes me uncomfortable.
He's headed to Michigan.
You know why I think you're looking at me? Because that's the instigating pose you get into. It's your instigating stance.
It is. You're not wrong.
You do that when you instigate. Like, I'm going to read this and I'm going to look over there at Swain and get him going. Yeah, I know this is going to get him going right here.
That is why.
Oh, I know he's going to throw some shade. Yeah, I'm going to set him up for this one. You ain't slick, Ben. I felt you looking at me. I saw you in my peripheral.
You what?
My peripheral. I'm like a point guard, man. I got eyes everywhere, man. I saw you looking at me, man.
So hopefully Tennessee can get in. Get in good with the Wade twins now.
Look at the camera. Stop looking at me, man. I don't care nothing about the Wade twins.
Here's another Tennessee or SEC note that should make Tennessee fans happy. Georgia guard KD Johnson is in the transfer portal. He averaged 13.5 points as a freshman this past season, shot 38% from the three-point line. And Tennessee fans should be happy about this because with KD Johnson transferring.
Boy, I thought you said Katie. Like
KD. Like Kevin Durant.
Boy, I was like, what's his real name? They call him Katie? Like, what is that his nickname? Or?
KD.
Like
D as in D's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I know that.
KD's Johnson.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Woo. Is in the transfer portal. And now 7 of Georgia's top 8 scorers are transferring from Tom Crean's program.
How is Tom Crean going to use Dwayne Wade to help him recruit now? Hey, Dwayne, I know you're busy on. I know you're busy on TNT with Candace Parker and Shaq. I need you to make some phone calls for me. Wow. Wow.
Wow, indeed. So those were the two SEC notes that I had for you today, which is good news for Tennessee because Georgia basketball taking a big L as they have been all the time. And Kentucky taking a big L as well, and hopefully that leads to a Tennessee W here over the next couple of months. Now, the Wade twins were saying all the right things yesterday after the news was announced. They're hashtag BBN, Big Blue Nation. One of the Kentucky media members spoke with one of the twins and tweeted out a quote from them and said that we committed to a school, not a coach. So we'll see how long that lasts. A long way to signing day. I think Tennessee will have a shot there. We'll see. Now, this is something we should have brought up at the top of the show. Honestly, this is more important than Tennessee moving its game from Sunday to Thursday. And that is that Tennessee has become the 15th state to pass a NIL law, with Governor Lee signing HB 1351. The bill was amended just prior to final passage to become effective July 1st, 2021, instead of the original effective date of January 1st, 2022. So it's been sped up a year here in the state of Tennessee. Again, the NIL, Name, Image, Likeness Law, that was signed by Governor Lee yesterday, and there's still some other political steps that it needs to take. Forgive me for not being up to date in that world. But the start date has been moved up on that bill from 2022 to 2021.
Oh, yeah.
So Tennessee is the 15th state to pass a NIL law.
Oh, yeah.
Which is huge.
Look around the SEC. You see states where the governor is an alum of that school, the state school, and he wants a recruiting advantage for his school because his coach can't deal with number one recruiting classes. All right, sorry.
Mary Smith still okay down there at Georgia?
Yeah, he's fine, man. I'm pretty sure the NCAA does not, you know, I mean, he's probably going to have immunity or something, but, you know. Anyways, I think that's what everyone is waiting to see what Congress is going to do, in NCAA is going to do, because, you know, you need to have a widespread rule in place, some guidelines in place, because if you don't, these states who have an interest, you know, these SEC school states are moving this thing up to July 1st because they see the recruiting advantages that can provide. And everyone's kind of, you know, just preparing, getting ready at the start line, just waiting on, you know, the gun to go off so they can so they can sprint. But there's still a lot to sort out. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, everyone is trying to construct their plans. But if Congress passes a, you know, widespread rule or law, whatever, for the NCAA, then everyone's going to have to abide by it as best as possible. And, of course, people are going to play in the gray area. You got to have that when you have rules with the NCAA. You got to be able to get as close to the line as possible without crossing it. So there's a lot of waiting and seeing. But regardless of what happens, I think Tennessee has an advantage that a lot of other schools and cities don't have when it comes to this. We can take this and it can really help rejuvenate, generate, revitalize Tennessee football program, man. We got some advantages. We really do. And nothing's going to trump winning. You got to win. That's the number one remedy. But this bill could be a whole lot faster with this NIL if it's used the right way and we handle it the right way. So that is very noteworthy. Moving up the date there to July 1st to line up with some of the other states around us that have teams that we compete for on the field, off the field, and recruiting. 865-255-03. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare. Ben McKee, Jason Swain. Be right back.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering from Chow Now for pickup. Or, if you don't feel like leaving the house, then have Dead End Barbecue delivered right to your door by Loco Knoxville or Bite Squad. There is no better restaurant in town to enjoy the madness of March with. Cheer on the Vols and the Lady Vols with the best barbecue around. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Hey there, Swain Event listeners. I'm excited to share my new Keller Williams Realty app so you can tour homes without leaving yours. Not only can you search for homes in specific areas and neighborhoods, you can also have access to real-time market snapshots on stats like average home price and days on market, plus commute times from your office, school zones, and much more. Download my app today and get the most accurate information on buying, selling, and investing in real estate in your area. Just search for the Keller Williams Realty app and click on More in the lower right-hand corner. Type in Jennifer Morris in the Your Agent search bar, then save and you're set. And as always, feel free to reach out at 865-257-7897 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
Is that as low as you can go? Okay, thank you. Hello, is that as low as you can go? Okay, thank you.
What are you doing?
Calling around to get the best rate on a car loan.
Why? Everyone knows Alcoa 10 is the best choice to purchase a vehicle or refinance your current loan. And with low interest rates and 90 days to your first payment, it's a no-brainer. You can even apply online and sign all the documents from the convenience of your home.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Alcoa 10 Credit Union. It's so easy. Go to atfcu.com for details.
Rates are dependent on credit score and equal housing lender.
More and more Tennessee businesses are switching to Iris Networks for reliable, local, high-quality, high-speed business fiber internet. Iris provides direct internet access from 10 megs to 10 gigs with no payments for 90 days. Iris also offers next-generation business phones with work-from-anywhere capability from the mobile or laptop app. With local sales, support, and service, Iris is a partner in the community. Learn more at irisnetworkusa.com or call 865-448-IRIS. Iris Networks, a Tennessee business connecting Tennessee businesses.
There are articles and news stories that you read about the things that people do. And when you're reading those and you start to shake your head, you start to scratch your head a little bit. You get confused. You don't understand why. You start to ask questions. But really, there's only one question that matters. What is that question, you may ask?
For what?
This for what? It's not from an article. It's a video that's going around. I saw it on Twitter yesterday, man. It is absolutely terrible. There's a video floating yesterday of a little league
football practice, football tackling drill. And man, them kids couldn't be in no older than, you know, 7 or 8. And there was no form, lack of teaching the proper way to tackle, the safe way to tackle. And kid gets straight blown up. And that's it for what? Those coaches get it for what? That conducted that practice with those young kids. And I mean, it went viral, man. A lot of NFL players commented on it. A lot of college fans and players commented on it. There's no reason to be hitting like that at that age. No reason. And if you are hitting, there's a different drill that you can do. It's important. As football is under attack by folks, there's no doubt that football is dangerous, and you know, rules need to be changed, awareness needs to be brought to concussions, and care needs to be provided for folks that play football for a very long time. There's no doubt that needs to take place. While football's being under attack, it's even more imperative that the youth coaches are teaching the proper ways to tackle. Numbers of registration youth football is going down all over the place. And these bozos are allowing these type of practices to go on. And now a video is viral, which only will hurt the game of football even more at the youth level. So those coaches, man, they get it for what, man? They some bums, some clowns, some meat sticks. That's right. I just want to call somebody a meat stick. That's all. That's all. They're meat sticks. We should change the segment from for what to meat sticks. That's what we should do.
Or use both.
Or use both. Both is good, too. That's a great option.
I know you like Bofa.
Boy, stop. Chip Payne says, no more Georgia jokes. Me and Swain are friends now and possibly BFFs. Ben, go comb your hair. Oh, wait, you can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chip, you go comb your hair. Oh, wait, you can't.
Appreciate the message there, Vol, man. 90s Vol says, why in the hell is everything conspiracy? It wasn't the AD not caring about the common fan. It was about helping the football program. Yeah, people. That's what I'm talking about going overboard. Like, you can be like, hey, man, you know, it's not convenient to me, and I prefer Saturday games. But when you start accusing the AD of not caring about the common fan, that's when you're taking it too far. Like, yo, he's trying to help Tennessee win. So you can be happy. Woo. Jeffy Dean says, isn't Tennessee one of the most profitable athletic departments in the country? How do we have no money? Are all these articles about financials wrong? Consistently top 15 in the country. So it's not about how much you make, Jeffy Dean. It's about how much you keep. And because Tennessee has been a leader in buyouts over the last 10 years, you could have had a whole lot more than what you have right now. So you have to continue to build that reserve. And there's things that need to be replaced. You know, mentally, I think sometimes we're stuck in the last decade or two. Our facilities used to be the top of the top. It's not anymore. And as Alabama built a brand new baseball stadium, they were able to do that because of football success. And I wonder if Kentucky was able to do that with Kentucky basketball success. I don't know. But, like, all that stuff matters. So it's not that we're not making any money or no money. You just need more. And when you get it, you just got to be smarter with it. And the previous regimes were not. So you have to continue to build up those reserves. So it's not about not making money. It's just about you want to be not just top 15, but you want to be top 5, top 10. So that way if a coach is winning and deserves a raise and deserves stadium renovations and deserves the staff to be paid more, he deserves the players' lounge to be upgraded, you don't even have to worry. You just snap your finger and roll. Like, how great does it feel?
Great.
When you go to the grocery store and you just put stuff in the cart. You don't have to worry about how much it costs. Maybe you got a big-time bonus, or maybe you got a big-time job or whatever. Like, you just – or you got your STEMI. You just put stuff in the car. You're not, let me worry about the price. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like we all go through, you know, times in our life when, you know, maybe financially we were better at this point versus another point. And there's moments when, like, you know, the stress and the worry, the anxiety is not in place like it would be, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, whatever point of life was where money was scarce to you. That's the same thing here. Like, you want to put yourself in a position as an athletic program to be like, overachieved. Here's a bonus, boom, because we can do it. Because we can, and not sneeze, and not worry about pulling here and robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you just don't worry about it. That's the level that we all want to be at. All want to be at. Because things happen. You save money because you never know. You know, knock on wood, hopefully a tree doesn't fall in your car or tire don't blow out.
Knocked on wood for you.
For a rainy day. So you just want to build those reserves up. That's all. Neil Mafia is right. Juwan got screwed. He could have easily made six figures in his career if the NIL law had been in effect. Oh, yeah. He would have got paid.
Do you think his incident outburst on Instagram would have affected his money any?
A little bit.
I mean, I still think he would have made a bunch of money.
Oh, absolutely.
During his time at Tennessee, but I could also see a business based off of some of the things that he said in that video not wanting that. And also the incident on the sideline.
Yeah. I mean, it'll affect his money. So, God, I know there's someone that's like, he still would have made money. Yeah, that's what we're saying. But would it affect his money? Absolutely. Because PR-wise, when something like that happens, you have to let things blow over. And so while you let things blow over, that's affecting your money. So you take a Trey Smith, who's not had any incidences, he don't need anything to blow over. Well, the Juwan Jennings, you take that, and I'm sure that would have affected his money a little bit. He still would have made a lot, though. He still would have been able to do that. Oh, good question by ATL VFL. Do you think NIL will improve player behavior? 1,000%. If I think coaches can use it.
It should.
As a tool. The same way I use, hey, eat your food, or you get a dessert after dinner. Eat your vegetables. Keep your room clean. Clean your room, and then maybe we'll go, get some ice cream. Like, you use that as a tool. You use that as a, you dangle that. And so if I'm a coach, like, think twice about decisions you make away from the complex, because you could be really messing up your money. Like, for real, for real. Like, coaches would say, oh, you can mess up opportunity to get drafted. But, like, that's talk. Like, if you're a freshman and you hear that, you're like, oh, well, I mean, I don't have to worry about that until I'm a junior or senior. But, no, this can mess up your money today. You could be a freshman like Jalen Hyatt coming in and making some plays, and you have opportunity to make some money. But if you do something stupid, that's going to – I don't want to endorse you. I don't want your name on my product. You're out here acting a damn fool. So I think it's true. Good point there from ATL VFL. All right, let me go take this roll ball. I might keep it on, man. It's kind of chilly outside.
You don't want to keep it on to give me a ride home?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a ride home in it. I ain't got to make any stops. I already got gas. So I'm good. I fill my gas tank up.
Don't you have to go drop off lunch?
Oh, man, I can go through a drive-thru for that.
See, what would you do without me? Helping you remember what you need to do.
I don't know if I need to drop off lunch or not. I got to check in with the boss lady. She's like, see, that's what I got to do.
I'm a free man until about 3 o'clock. The wife's sleeping. I ain't got to deal with her. Oh, did I say that? Oops. We got to go, Swain. See y'all tomorrow.
All right, you're going to cut off. Tomorrow, 7 a.m., Swain Event will be back. Big thanks to Chris Lowe for joining the program. For Ben McKee and Jason Swain, the Swain Event Fueled by Dead End Barbecue, live here from the Low T Center Studio. Hope you have a great day. Peace and love. We are out.